regard to the hadith that ad-deenu nasiha, that deen is basically advice. A Muslim by nature should be giving advice wherever he can, whoever he can. And the wonderful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that explains that for who this nasiha is, for all the various categories which we have discussed. And today we discussed the last category, that is this deen is nasiha in relation to the general Muslims also. Normally it is only understood in this light that to give advice to Muslim people, but as it started from the start, it is for Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's Rasul, for the Kitab of Allah, for the leaders of the Muslims, and also for the Muslims in general. So with regard to the general Muslim, it entails advising them regarding that which is beneficial for them in matters of the world and the year after. So every Muslim, not only the ulama, or not only the Tabligh Jamaat, but every Muslim, he should be concerned to inform the Muslim public about what is good for them as far as akhirat is concerned, as far as what is dunya is concerned. It isn't just enough that we tell our children that, for example, go to Maulana, he'll give you some advice, or go for 40 days in Jamaat and then you can learn about deen. But we ourselves should also be teaching deen. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says that as far as the teaching of the deen was concerned, it was referred to a certain alim. But he says his mother never ever left them. Every night she would sit with them, explain to them various stories of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, teach them various du'as, etc. So she did her duty all the time. And Maulana himself says, till the end of my life, those du'as which my mother taught me, I remember them also. And whenever we had any difficulty, we watched our mother taught us how to get out of those difficulties. We should do those things. And Allah Ta'ala should save us from all our difficulties and our problems. So every mother, father, every brother, sister, all of us must be giving advice to one another. In that light, we can consider how much advice we give our children. Perhaps we only think about the clothing, food, etc. In winter to stay warm, etc. But how lot of advice about deen, about akhirat, the reality that our real life is life of the akhirat. How much advice do we give about that? And whatever advice we give, it has an effect on us ourselves also. And we also benefit from it. So we should be giving this advice about the matters of this dunya also, and more important of course is about akhirat and about our deen. Concealing their faults, any mistakes which a person does, it is not permissible to expose the faults of a person. It is only when there those it leads to other gunas, then those faults can be exposed. But otherwise, a person should conceal the faults of other people. And as long as he conceals the faults of people, Allah conceals his faults also. And Allah Ta'ala is in his help also. Removing harm from them. Whatever harm they have, and we can remove it, that is also part of this advice. Whatever difficulties, harm a person has, to try and remove that. Benefiting them. And then we should try and benefit them in whichever way we can, whether it is our family, our neighbors, the Muslims in general, that whichever way we can benefit them. Whatever things are causing them harm, whether it is in the matters of deen, and there are things which are harmful for them, we should remove those harmful things. And things which are beneficial for them, we should bring those beneficial things to them. Advising them towards good, that is a very important thing which we should be always doing, encouraging and advising one another to do good and forbidding from evil. And the opposite of that, whatever wrong people are engaged in, for example, if our children are engaged in smoking, etc., or in any other thing, especially on the cell phone today. So to give this advice, the cell phone itself, even besides the spiritual harm, the radiation from the phone, which is so harmful to a person, that also we should advise our children about, that to be on the phone all the time, or for anyone, the husband to be on the phone, the wife to be on the phone all the time, this is harmful for physically also, and then spiritually, especially if we are going and seeing the wrong things, we are going to sites of the kuffar, what they are teaching, etc., and worse than that, all the porn, etc., all the even and filth and dirt, all that advice we should be giving, but seldom do we speak about it. And one of the main reasons, because we ourselves are so involved in it, and by giving this advice, we will get relieved of it. Allah Ta'ala will relieve us from it. And loving for them what one loves for oneself, whatever good person loves for himself, we should love for them. But that love also should be, which is the correct love. If we loving our sports, we loving our dunya, we loving the lifestyle of the kuffar, that we can't love for them. We must take it out from ourselves also. All the wrong love, and the today that is also a thing which is overpowering us, the lifestyle of the kuffar, in whichever way we can think of that, and we want it for ourselves, and we want it for our children also, whereas we should be having for ourselves the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the life which will give us success in the akhirah, eternally, forever. And the real success is only the success of the akhirah. This dunya success is not even success. It looks like success, but it is not even success. And it is so temporary also. The akhirah is forever. So all this advice we should be encouraging and giving it to one another. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfeeq and guide us. And by that we will also come right, and others will also come right. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi.